Joanne Fabrics. You didn't catch that.
He is.
Joanne Fabrics. You've been to Joanne
Fabrics.
Joanne Diaz, D-I-A-Z. 619-24-127-94. So her last name is not Fabric. It's Diaz, D-I-A-Z. Chief complaint, Ms. Diaz comes in for number one, sore throat. Number two, pressures in the ears. Number three, weight gain. Next number is high cholesterol. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is nausea. She's a 30-year-old second grade school teacher who comes in today with above mentioned symptoms. She was on Ozempic at one time. She lost 10 pounds. She was on don't put fake or anything, but she was on the compounded semaglutide, but it wasn't very successful. Somebody told her that her insurance covers either Wegovy or Ozempic, so we're going to try her on that period. Meanwhile, she has no family history of thyroid cancer. She's never had any thyroid cancer, has never had any thyroid nodule, but it's time to check her thyroid and also check her under ultrasound since she's going to start on semaglutide period. Family history, only positive for hypertension. Again, no thyroid issues. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, asthma. She takes no medication. Surgery, C-section times two, tonsillectomy. Social, last period, 6/17/24, normal periods. But she's had ovarian cysts before. No smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Allergy, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. You going to give her something for her sore throat, sir?
I gave her dextromethorphan.
Okay. 194 pounds, 99%. Is that your writing? Is that a 9 or a 4? 98.4, 16, 94, good answer. 134 over 87, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx, red, nephrological, non-focal, skin shows the rash. Number one, most likely viral stress, pharyngitis. Number two, rosefenagram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 10 milligram now. Next one is mild cough. Next one is URI. Next one is weight gain. Next one is dyspepsia. Next one is I see no gallbladder issues, no stones. Next number, I gave her prescription both for Wegovy and Ozempic. She's been on semaglutide before, so they're both at 0.5 sub-Q weekly. Of course, she's not going to start both. Of course, the insurance is not going to pay for both, but I'm going to see which one the insurance will pay for. That way, she doesn't have to come back and forth. Next number, check blood work. Next number, if the insurance doesn't cover either one, then we're going to look into possible compounding medication. Next number, lose weight. Next number, must continue with diet and exercise. Next number, check thyroid. Next number, check vitamin D. Next number, check B12. Next number, must increase the metabolic rate by exercising, and I discussed this with her at length today before leaving the office. On the social, put down she has two children, 2 and 6 years old, and she's married for 9 years. Thank you. That's under social. Thank you. We'll call patient with the results of the blood work. Bye-bye.